So the, you think human resources, the administrative end, shore side, what effect does that have on a crew?
Well, it's, and there again, I'm only speaking for Ingram's side of it because I've been here for almost 27 years now, but they take care of everybody much better now than in years past, human resources does. You have better benefits now, better training, and a lot of this is due to human resources. They're kind of like the police in a way, you know. They help police the policies. They help in the training aspect. And the benefits, a lot of benefits we have today is because of that.
If you have a trained deckhand coming on for the first time,
yeah.
Whereas in the past you would have to kind of work to fit in and pay attention and learn from his crew members, his crewmates.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he has an idea of what his job is going into it.
Right.
Do you think that system is much different from how it used to be, and is it better or more efficient in some way?
It's more efficient, and it's tremendously different. Like I said, I had to learn on the job, on the go.
Yeah.
And not always in the best of atmospheres.
Right.
Whereas today they have a basic idea, and it's well as you can do in 11 days.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, without some kind of visual aid, you can't explain this job. It's so much different from anything else you do. I don't care how good you are. There are some aspects of it that's related to some construction work, you know. But other than that, I mean, you just can't compare it to anything else. And so when they start off in the classroom, that first 4 or 5 days, whatever it is, 4 days, I guess, but when they first start off there, at least they have the basics under the belt. They know what. Everything is. If nothing else, you know, they have a basic understanding about what everything is, and they're taught a lot of basic safety at that time, too, at that point. So, a lot of emphasis. There's only so much you can do in 4 days. I mean, and then when they come out on the boat, they're with the mate at all times, on the tow and on the boat for 7 days. That's the onboard training is for 7 days. And so they learn both by being taught and by learning by watching.
So that, that informal teaching, mentoring still goes on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so even after they're turned loose, like I said, even after it gets to the point where they've gone from the 7-day onboard training to inexperienced deckhand, you still watch them closely. You don't give them anything to do. You try your best to keep them with the mate or the lead man as much as possible then. You don't let them venture off and do jobs on their own. So they're getting... I tell everybody I've worked on deck for 15 and a half years. I was getting trained the last day I got off deck. I was still learning stuff. I didn't learn as much as fast because at that point I'd already seen a little bit of everything. But I was still learning stuff. And these guys, even after they become experienced deckhands and then later on move up into lead man stuff, they're constantly learning. But in your early years, it's much better now than it used to be. Much better.